interview with Miriam Hapgood DeWitt, Robert Brown, the interviewer in Provincetown, Massachusetts, June 23, 1987. Whereas, I recall, born abroad, born in Italy, where your parents were. Perhaps you can describe some of your family, or something of your family's background, some of your earlier memories. We could maybe begin with that.
Well, I was born in Florence in 1906. My parents were there. They were both writers, and therefore they were free to live where they pleased. Although my father had been a journalist, a working journalist, for a number of years, but at that particular time they were both engaged in writing books. But I don't remember anything about the first 2 years of my life, which were spent in Florence. But I like to think that perhaps it had an influence on my artistic feelings.
After those first 2 years, did the family remain in Italy a bit more?
No, then they came back, and we lived, my father first went to Indianapolis for 2 years. My uncle had a business there, and for some reason or other, they thought my father could help out with the business, which was failing. It was a canning company, which later became successful, but at any rate, my father was the worst businessman you can imagine, and after 2 years of, they left. Mother remembers those 2 years as perhaps the most miserable of her life, because they came from this lovely artistic atmosphere of Florence, an artistic and intellectual atmosphere, to the Middle West, to Indianapolis, which at that time was extremely insular. And then they went to New York. And in 1911, we moved to Dobbs Ferry, New York, where we lived, where I grew up until I was 16, or almost 16.
So you do remember Dobbs Ferry?
I remember Dobbs
quite
Ferry.
Well.
I don't remember any particular. We had a lot of father's and mother's friends visiting us there. I'm sure that Maurice Stern was one of them. Of course, Mabel Dodge. And I can't remember. I remember a lot of the people who came, but I can't remember any particular artists who came at that time. The first clear memory I have of meeting and talking to artists, well, actually, before that in Provincetown, I do remember the Hawthorne classes on the beaches. And
had your family been coming, began
we
coming?
We started coming to Provincetown in 1912. So I do remember distinctly the artistic atmosphere here and seeing these women in long dresses and big hats on the beach painting in the sunlight. And at the time I thought they looked very funny.
You mean peculiar?
Peculiar. And then Ellen Dorse and I would start as sketching and making these quick crayon drawings, which we then sold or tried to sell for a nickel on the street. So that I was somewhat influenced in the artistic direction back then. However, I do remember Maurice Stern, but that was somewhat later.
Well, your father said that you'd shown a continuous aesthetic interest from when you were a small child.
Well, I was always drawing things. Yes, that's true.
And as a child in Dobbs Ferry, you did watercolors?
Yes.
The Palisades across
Hudson?
That's
right. I did. I think that